This is Weekly Outlook for December 5th, 2011. Crop prices during this year were influenced by a wide range of factors that resulted in extremely large trading ranges. The price patterns, however, were very different for corn, soybeans, and wheat. December corn futures started the year near 550, peaked at 780 in late August, and then declined sharply. Prices are currently only about 30 cents higher than at the start of the year. January soybean futures started the year just below $13, traded between $12.50 and $14 through mid-August, peaked at $14.74 in late August, and then plummeted to $11 in late November. December wheat futures at Chicago were trending higher at the start of the year, with the price near $8.50. The price of that contract peaked near $9.70 in mid-February, and is now just over $6, about where the price rally began in July 2010. For corn, it appears that the new year will begin with a continuation of weak export demand. Abundant supplies of feed grains in the rest of the world are providing stiff competition for U.S. corn. The current year is ending with very strong demand for corn for ethanol production, but demand after the first of the year is much more uncertain due to the expiration of the blender's tax credit. Longer term, the rate of growth in corn-based ethanol production will likely be limited due to peaking renewable fuels mandates and limited production capacity. Domestic feed demand for corn remains uncertain until the USDA's quarterly stocks estimates are released. It appears that consumption could exceed the very low forecast. For soybeans, the current pace of consumption is below that needed to reach the USDA projection for the year. The domestic crush during the first 2 months of the marketing year was about 9% less than in the same period last year, while the USDA projects a 1% decline for the year. Weekly export sales have fluctuated widely, but are running well below the level of a year ago. The outcome of the South American harvest will be important for demand for U.S. soybeans in the last half of 2012. For wheat, exports are on pace to reach the very small projection of 975 million bushels for the marketing year. The small U.S. wheat crop is finding considerable competition from large supplies in the rest of the world. Prospects remain for abundant U.S. wheat inventories at the end of the year. Harvested acreage of U.S. crops in 2012 could exceed that of 2011 by several million acres. The increase would come from fewer prevented plantings, less abandonment, and a decline in CRP enrollment. A return to trend yields in 2012 would result in much larger crops. At this juncture, the largest year-over-year increase in production might be expected for corn. While export demand for U.S. crop looks to be weak early in the year, demand in the last half of 2012 would depend to some extent on the magnitude of production in the rest of the world. A decline in total foreign grain production could give U.S. exports a boost. A bigger issue for export demand, however, may be the state of world economic and financial conditions. A slowdown in growth in Asian markets could be troublesome for demand, while broader European financial problems could be generally disruptive to commodity demand. As always, there are so many unknowns that price prospects for the year ahead cannot be formed with a lot of confidence. Current prospects point to some further weakness in corn and perhaps soybean prices, but a price collapse is not expected. After the sharp decline this year, wheat prices look to be more stable in 2012.